Here's Wilson, and on the right side, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan
Braden Holtby.
Hello and welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. I am, as always, your host, Blue Liner on Point. And with me once again for another week, my good friend, Anna Knox.
I'm here. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you for being here. And okay, so let's just jump right into it. Wasn't exactly a very good week for our Washington Capitals. Of course,
the understatement.
Yeah.
It was bad. Saturday, I would truly like to just erase from the books. I don't know who that was on the ice.
Yeah.
It was an abomination.
I totally agree. But before that, unfortunately, we didn't have a chance to get the episode on air before it, but in between there was a game against Pittsburgh that, well, it didn't, on paper didn't look too bad, but it looked to me like the Caps took a little time getting out of the gate, and it cost them. Nice first goal by rookie Christian Juice, son of Pear
right.
Juice, that is his real name. And Ovi got one to pull within one towards the end. But, I think the penalties cost them. And I don't know. It wasn't too horrible a game, but...
It wasn't. I mean, honestly, I wish Wilson was back in. I think it would have been slightly different. Would they have won the game? I'm not 100% sure, but I will say that the only thing that really sticks out in my head from that game is frickin' Crosby and, you know, knocking Beast off his skates there for a little bit. It was, he's never getting called.
Yep.
Don't do that. You don't do that to a goalie.
No call.
And the guy is an absolute D-bag. And I can honestly say, for as much as I love sports and I, you know, go through my rants and whatever else, I really had wished I could look at this individual, this hockey player for the Penguins, their captain, and say, but damn, he is a good athlete. But you know what? Every time I look at him, I'm like, that's it. I want to throat punch you and I hate you. And it just drives me nuts that it's almost become a joke how much Crosby gets away with.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
And you know, it's one thing if you go after, you know, Wilson or whatever else,
give me a
but
call.
don't go after Beast. Don't go after the goalie. So that's my, about the Penguins game.
Yeah. And I'll agree. And, look, it's been said so much over the course of the last year, but yeah, he's getting away with too much, and I think it's painfully obvious to the point where it's gotten to be an embarrassment to the league, I think, that
yeah,
he just gets away with whatever he wants. He just seems to have carte blanche as far as whatever he wants to do. Nobody's ever going to call it. He's never... ever going to be called, and it's ridiculous, but
it is. And I will say, having, you know, usually I get all kinds of fired up on Malkin, like I he's another one, like I can't stand his face, I can't stand him, but Crosby, I thought, okay, enough, we're new season, blah blah blah, you guys were just at the White House, you know, we moved on from that. But this, and then having to listen to Mike Milbury, it was not a good night in the Knox household.
Yeah, well, that... I thought... I tried to think of a way to sync up the radio feed. I heard somewhere where you could, if you get one of those Amazon Echo devices, you can actually sync up the Caps radio feed with the live game from NBC Sports.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome to know, because I can't stand Mike Milbury. Like, he winds up consuming the majority of my tweets whenever we're playing and I have to hear him. I think, you know, I don't care what he did in the past. There are certain commentators that stand out, and he's one that I feel like if you're going to be a commentator for a sport, you have to be completely unbiased. And he gets on the air and all we hear about is how amazing the Penguins are, on and on and on. And then a little moment here and there for the Caps, but it's not as enthusiastic. You know, it's like, come on, you know, I don't want to hear you.
It's obvious, you know, that whole network. And there's a guy who does radio, WNST, Ed Frankovic, a guy I followed for a while. I think he's the one that started the PenBC hashtag,
because yeah,
because it's so obvious that they're just homers, right on down to the announcers. We mentioned him last week. Eddie Olczyk leans a bit that way too, but at least he's tolerable, and he knows something about the game.
Correct.
So that's why I'm kind of hoping he you know, recovers from his cancer treatment as quickly. We said that last week too, but still praying for a quick recovery. But
absolutely.
Yeah. Moving on.
Moving on.
So there was the next game was another critical one against the Devils. Now they won that, but as we all know, something very, very bad happened. That being Matt Niskanen's injury, and how he got hurt was, guess what? He was slashed on the hand by New Jersey defenseman Jimmy Hayes, slashed on the hand. Now, what did we hear in the preseason? The two things that they were going to crack down on, face-off violations and slashing.
And slashing, absolutely.
Well,
and now he's on a week-to-week basis?
No, he's on. They put him on long-term injured reserve.
Oh, great!
Yeah, and what that means, what that means is, if that doesn't, you know, resonate with anybody, what that means is, per league rules, if you put a player that's on your roster on long-term injured reserve, they have to, regardless of how quickly it heals, their injury, they have to sit for a minimum of 10 games.
Oh, wow.
They cannot appear in any game for 10 games if you place a player on long-term injured reserve. Now, the benefit of that is, for the duration, that opens up that much cap space so that, you know, the team can acquire another player if they need to for that duration. But as soon as he comes back, then they're over the cap limit again. So that may open up a door, open up a scenario that we're going to talk about a little bit later. But, I mean, and I don't know about you. Well, I think I know what you're going to say about this. But, I come on. They made this big friggin' deal about we're going to crack down on slashing because of all the, you know, all the stuff that happened. And we mentioned a guy earlier, Sidney Crosby, you know, hacked off the end of a guy's finger. And we got these promises that they were going to crack down on it. Well, what happened here? Why wasn't this called? And I'm looking at an article online that says Matt Niskanen gets injured on seemingly the only slash not given a penalty.
Correct. I don't know. I mean, it's just between this game, and the game the other night, it was a lot of, are you freaking kidding me? Between the penalty minutes against the Caps, I mean, give me the highlight of the game was the Tommy beatdown. That was it. That was awesome. And yeah, go Wilson. But again, you know, now we've got Niskanen out and still no chemistry. You know, you and I talked about this before. Super frustrated with that defensive line. Super, super frustrated. So yeah, they, I don't know.
Yeah, we saw signs of it. Yeah, I saw signs of it towards the end. Yeah, I didn't think much of it at the time. I'm looking over the penalty summary. In the third period alone, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 total calls. And you're right. Wilson was one of them, but you know, he had to. It was against Blake Coleman. He was running around. He was taking runs at people. Took a run at Orlov. Burakovsky, of all people, jumped in and got into a fight right. with the guy. He was still doing it. That wasn't enough of a deterrent. So he, old 43 just said, "Hey, look, you want to fight somebody, fight me." And you saw what happened. I don't want to glorify it too much, but hey, sometimes a beatdown is warranted. It's part of the game. I know the league is trying to slowly but surely get rid of it, but as far as I've known it, it's part of the game. So
it's not. They can't get rid of it. I mean, that's just it is. It's part of the game. It's not like you're seeing it every other minute. Someone's dropping the gloves, whatever else. But this is, this is one of these things, player to player. You're being a douchebag on ice, and this, Tom Wilson's the guy who's gonna come out.
That's his job.
Four games. Yeah, the guy's a beast. But the thing is, I read an article about him right after or leading up to the end of the suspension from the Washington Post, saying, they interviewed him and he says, he watches everything and his hits are clean, but he knows now, that it's going to happen. It's one of those, split second decisions. And as long as you're doing it, you're not maliciously injuring someone. This guy had it coming to him. I mean, it's his face after.
Absolutely.
So I want to see Wilson score points. I don't want to see the penalty minutes. He did a better job last year of, decreasing his sin bin time. But I just want, this guy was a jerk. And then I can't get over how I just feel the Caps just have it against them when it comes to some of these penalty calls. It's frustrating.
Well, it's gonna have to get to the point where I don't want to say they're just gonna have to get used to it and just bear with it. But
right.
unless there's a fundamental change, there's gonna have to be.
True.
So that's what they're going to have to do. But they're just going to have to, keep on keeping on with the penalty kill, which looked great up until the Pittsburgh game. I don't know what happened there. They just I think that let them down more than anything.
Correct.
They're just going to have to. And I've said this many times before, the key to a good penalty kill, put your four fastest guys out there and just people who know to keep their sticks on the ice and get in the way of passes, get in the way of shots and they'll be fine. So I think if they know going into things that, the Zebras aren't going to be with them but their penalty kill is at performing at a high level, I think they'll be fine. Now let's you and I get to what we've kind of been hitting on earlier, and that's something you said earlier about the defense. Okay, you and I talked about you and I talked about a guy last week, Aaron Ness, and
yes.
let's just get this out of the way. The guy belongs in the press box with a bowl of popcorn in front of him right now, and I'll just flat out say that. Now before I get into that part of it. In the Philly game, sorry to bring that up, but I think we all know what happened there. So I'm not going to bring, up too much detail about that. But in that game, so he took a slap shot to the ankle, and he was in a bad way for a while. And I thought, oh God, now they're going to have to, and they just recalled Madison Bowie, and then. Now they're going to have to deal with juggling 5D. But then I saw he came out later, and like, okay, that that's good. He's toughing it out. So I'll give him credit for that. But then later on, there was that goal where I don't know what he was thinking. Maybe he thought he was in a mattress discounters commercial or something. But he laid down on the ice in an effort to block a pass.
Right.
Not a shot, but a pass. You don't give up your position to block a pass. That's what your stick is for. So he laid down, put himself completely out of position, left the guy all alone in front of the net. So I don't know. That was like the fourth or fifth goal or something like that. And that, I think that goal was the one that just everybody saw that and just quit. At that point.
Yeah, it was cringeworthy. It was, like I said, I think the last two games I've had a whole lot of, you know, what the is going on? You know, this is like, this is just ridiculous. And
thank
so,
you for censoring yourself, by the way.
My pleasure. Every once in a while I can't promise it'll happen. I'll continue to, but I will do my best. I promise.
Continue.
But yeah, I don't, again, I'm frustrated. I'm waiting for chemistry. I think that just seems to be the word that just keeps coming forward. I feel like the team has potential. They have the speed. They have the skills. Now they got to do it together as a team. And I feel like there's just a disconnect right now. And we've spoken about the Ovechkins and the Kuzis and whatever, but now with Niskanen out on the defensive end of it, I don't know who's going to come in, who's going to rally things, who's going to get these guys to play together, you know, because it's just, I don't know. But I honestly felt like Saturday was a joke. They looked, I'm censoring myself.
Again, I appreciate that. But yeah, I get what you're saying, and that's a perfect intro to something we kind of talked about a little bit earlier, and that's opening the door to a fundamental change in the roster. Now,
right.
I saw a report both in RMNB, Russian Machine Never Breaks, and I think Isabel Kershutian also kind of hinted at it. Or wrote an article about it. The idea is being floated that the team may trade for another top four defenseman to fill in the void. Now, here's the thing, though. Like I mentioned earlier, you only have so much cap space, and that cap space goes away when Niskanen comes back. So Brian McClellan's going to have to be ultra careful what he does if that's the route he decides to go. Now, unfortunately, my gut feeling is he's either going to do nothing and hope that, like you mentioned a few times already, that the chemistry finally clicks in.
But how long do you wait for?
Right, how long of a rope do you give, exactly? And that's the question. That's the balancing act he's got to do. So does he... The thing to do is to not panic, obviously, but you don't want to let too much time, too many games go by, because as has been said on other shows many times, the points you bank now will help you in March and April if you're one of those teams that are fighting for a spot, and the Caps may find themselves in that position, so they don't want to wait until they're in too deep of a hole.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. So who do you find that is, you know, a decent defenseman for, I don't know, $1.5-2 million a year, maybe that salary range, and who do you give up to get them? And I tell you right now, I'm it's gonna be very hard for me to throw my hands up and quit. But if they trade a prospect like Lucas Johansson for somebody like that, we may just throw up hands and quit, because once upon a time we traded a guy, a center no less, named Philip Forsberg, for what was hoped to be a short-term solution. And, yeah, we're still paying for that today.
I know. Yeah.
Now we got a great guy, not one of your favorites, and we got a great guy back in return. Didn't hang on to him either for that long.
Ooh, I know.
But
it's a sensitive subject in this household.
Yeah, I understand. I didn't mean to open an old wound.
I'm hanging up.
still.
I don't want to
see anything. My point is, I don't want to see anything like that just for a short term plug in the hole.
Right. Well, here, my thing, and I could just be totally speaking, you know, and the soapbox moment, is I felt a lot of disappointment and confusion with McClellan towards the end of the season. And I'm hoping, you know, cutting players and whatever, where all of us were like, wait a second, you know, why are we putting all this money here and we're letting this person go and, you know, all these changes, that I'm going to back you up on this and say, don't let it be a knee jerk decision, but he's got to be, you know, he's got to do everything for the right reasons. And I don't know if I really care like about his opinion right now. Like, I would rather have Barry Trotz be like, he's the person who should be making the decisions. McClellan's just there because he's, you know, what got the fun. Oh, whatever. I'm frustrated well, this season. So
okay,
or this
so that's but
podcast.
That's what I understand. But that's that's kind of what, if he doesn't hit, you know, pull that trigger on the trade, then if you think about it this way, he's trusting Trotz to come up with a way to, you know, get that chemistry to bubble up and get everybody to work together. Now,
right.
The dimwits at NBC Washington, they were all, that idiot Brent Johnson in particular was like,
how do you really feel?
Pittsburgh guy. Pittsburgh guy on a Caps broadcast, but no. You know, not gonna waste any time on that. But no, they were all like, well, let this roll off. It's just one game. Well, yeah, it is just one game. And I said something like that on the True Caps Fans Facebook room. It's true. It is just one game. But no, you don't just let it roll off. You make it a teaching moment. You watch this video over and over again and say, look, you guys, this is what you did wrong here. This is what you did wrong here. This is what you did wrong here. Over and over again till they get it. Now,
right.
do you put them through a bag skate? No, I think it's too early for that. You know, a real tough practice, I think it's still too early for that. But if they make a habit out of these mistakes, then maybe so.
Right.
But that's – so you know, what you're talking about, I think if McClellan trusts Trotz to do his job and figure out some line combinations – and look, the forwards, I think, are somewhat to blame too here. Because the top line, they were all like, what, -2, -3 each?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except for Vrana somehow. they were all – I think they need to help out. I think they need to pinch back a little bit more. And I think that's got to be something that they, you know, they figure out too, because the offense will come, obviously. But
right.
I think the forwards have to back check just that much more to make the difference. And I think that'll be some of the difference. But but getting back to Aaron Ness, I think he's going to benefit by sitting out a few games.
Yeah.
Because I don't think – I'm sorry. I don't think he gets it. Taylor Chorney didn't look all that great either, but I trust him a little more. Madison Bowie, his first game, a one-game sample size.
Not bad. It's okay.
Not horrible, but, yeah, I mean, he's just getting started. So, Christian Juice, he's got a lot of mobility to him.
Yeah.
That these guys can skate, but it's getting in the right position, and that's where the coaching staff comes in. So
right. Well, the speed and the skill is there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And their age is you know, favoring in their in that direction. Like, you know, they're young. they're fresh. They're like, you know, newbies to the NHL. It's a big freaking deal. But again, you can't make stupid errors. You can't, you know, you have to know your position, but you also have to know where your teammates are on the ice. And that is just seems to be what's lacking. So what do they need to do? I don't know. Go on a retreat, you know, have go do something, a kumbaya frickin' moment, have some beers, talk it out, hug it out, and get your asses on the ice and play like the Capitals are supposed to play, not like how they did on Saturday.
Well, yeah, and that goes to what I was saying about not letting it roll off. Okay, you can forgive yourselves, but don't forget about what happened here. Let this be the teaching moment that it is.
Absolutely.
You cannot play this way. You cannot play this way even once every five or six games,
mm-hmm.
because that one game might be against a team that you need points on.
Exactly.
And so it's this, you know, but in a way, and to put a positive spin on it, in a way, this might be, other than a teaching moment, this might be the kick in the ass that this team needed. Because
let's hope so.
Last 2 years, think about it. Last 2 years, they were on cruise control for most of the season. After they got the lead, they really didn't have anything to play for from the All-Star break on forward.
Right.
Because
right.
they knew they were going to make the playoffs. They knew they were going to win the division. And this year it's going to be more of a struggle. And sometimes in life, when you earn something after a struggle, you really appreciate it a lot more.
I agree. And I feel like, you know, DC is, you know, it was eye opening last week. I stayed up, I watched the Nats game. I was really pulling for them. I mean, and don't get me wrong. Like, I'm a Red Sox fan, and they were out, you know, first.
Ooh, don't say that too loud.
They were done. I know. Red Sox. But when it comes, you know, so they're a local team and whatever. And for sure enough, as soon as I don't even, you know, the game was barely over. And there you go, blowing up social media and the newspapers like, oh, by the way, between the Caps, the Wizards, the Nats, whatever, you know, we haven't had whatever it was in like 69 seasons combined. Like, we haven't won a championship. Thanks, DC. We get it. But that's the thing I want to absolutely avoid. Same, you know, you got the Redskins, same thing. Kirk Cousins comes out, he does great, and everyone's like, yeah, of course, that's why we signed him. And then he throws an interception, and everyone's like, what a jerk, get him off the field, you know, why do we have him? I won't do that with the Caps this year, but I agree, they are having to work for it this year, but they're gonna do it, they're gonna find their click, but it's cringeworthy to watch it now. I'd rather see them at Kessler Iceplex practice and screwing up on ice and you know, missing shots there. I don't want to see it during the game and just think like, what the hell, who are these guys?
Well, I hate to say it, but I think there are going to be more games like this to come because there's going to be growing pains for most of the backliners, especially now that, you know, we're really down to two decent ones,
and right.
So unfortunately, this is just previews of coming attractions, but again, it can be used for good.
Mm-hmm.
I trust Todd Reirden. There's a reason why several teams, you know, went after him last
right.
season before yep. they locked him up for at least another few years as an associate coach.
Right.
You remember, he actually ran the team 2 years ago when Barry Trotz had World Cup of cash grab duties for Team Canada.
Right.
World
Cup of crap.
Yeah. Well, you know my feelings about that. I'm not going to waste any time about that. But anyway, So yeah, that's, I mean, that it there's reason to despair, there's reason to lament, but there's reason to be optimistic too.
Yes.
And
well, that's what I mean, learning experience, yeah. Is it going to suck a couple of more times before it gets better? Absolutely. But that's what we're here for. We still rock in the red. We're still supporting the players. I have a couple that I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? And then other ones that I'm like, that's right. You keep doing your thing, and these other, you know, players will follow you. But become a team. You know, like, let's see that. So, yeah. I don't know.
That's a big part of it. They've got a lot of new faces that you know, may
that
not
happens
be
in every as, sport though.
Yeah. It may not be acclimated to the way, you know, things are, and so I don't think anybody needs to press the panic button yet, but obviously there's work to be done.
Yeah.
So okay, so I think this is a good spot to wrap things up here.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so I can tell, like, this sounded like a Debbie Downer Anna podcast moment. Tired, I apologize, I get it, but I have two things to say.
Okay.
To turn this mood around. One, happy birthday number 83, Jay Beagle.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Inserting a happy Snoopy dance on this one. Love the guy. Love him. Beags, happy birthday. I hope it's awesome. And secondly, I'm going to throw out my Nicholas Backstrom. Got this, what, third? No, trying to think of what. He is 3 goals, 6 assists in 4 games. That's what I want.
And everybody, everybody forgets
the star. That's it.
Everybody tends to forget about what he can contribute.
Yeah.
Now that, not to, you know, be the downer on that part of it, but
I took the downer to the next level today. Are you really good at you salt the wound?
I gotta point out a fact here. Now the knock on him is that, he doesn't perform as well in the playoffs as well as he should. So that this is great seeing him in the regular season, but the doubters are saying, all right, well, let's see what he does in the playoffs. So I think he needs to remember that and use that as a motivator. See, again, a little bit of positive spin on see the good and the bad. Now, I think he
can use
that. He got, well, look, to be fair, he got a ton of criticism.
Yes.
In the off season. So if he uses that as fuel for the fire, I think he'll be fine and shows
right.
up like he should.
I mean,
playoffs,
honestly,
I think he'll be fine.
What I want to see is him when we were getting annihilated and he turned around, they dropped the puck and 13 seconds later he scored. That's the Backstrom I want to see.
Exactly.
Like something lit and it was like,
oh no!
Oh, sorry. Screw that.
Don't worry about it. We'll fix that.
Yeah, you'll take that out. but, you know, it's like that was it. It was like, where was that earlier in the game? But he's got it in him. And I would think if I was him, I would be like, listen, no one's talking about me in the press, you know, good or bad or whatever. Everyone's talking about, you know, two hat tricks with Ovechkin. Is he going to get a third? Is he going to get this? I get it. It was a big deal. It was acknowledged. He's one player on the team. Backstrom comes out. Yeah, you keep playing like that, and we're going to start talking about how amazing you are. Keep it up. You know,
No.
13 seconds. That was like, holy crap! Look at you. And then that was it. So
now the point.
The point
you're making obviously is that there's got to be a lot of ups and downs, peaks and valleys all throughout the season, and Caps fans. Look, you might as well buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Right.
Because this is how it's going to be. 82 games from here all the way down to the last game in April. This is how it's going to be. So buckle up and enjoy the ride all the way down all the way down to the night we end the season at home against the Devils on April the 7th. And hopefully we'll have a playoff spot. locked up by then.
You just totally nerded out by knowing games that far in the future.
Well, yeah. I got the wonderful Washington Caps app in front of me, and that's what I'm using. But it's not as wonderful as the old app where you could actually see where the shots came from period by period. I wish they'd bring that back. My little techie soapbox moment for the show.
Yeah, but, good for you.
Speaking of the schedule...
So,
this upcoming week, let's see here.
Tomorrow night,
the
Leafs, right?
Is the Leafs. So the rematch of the first round last year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody said gave them too much of an in. Should have put them away a lot earlier. So
agreed.
This will be another test.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're off another couple of days. So their next game after that, they go on the road against the Red Wings, 7:30 puck drop. It's another back-to-back, another weekend back-to-back against the Florida Panthers, 7:30 puck drop at the Capital One Center. The Capital One Center.
No, the Florida who?
Oh, the Florida Panthers.
Okay. I misunderstood what you said.
What did you think?
I'm too tired. I heard something totally different. Was like,
I think that's something better discussed off the air. But anyway,
if you don't know me at all,
I do know you, and that's the problem.
I know.
Anyway, really hard to go on after that, but we'll try.
I know.
He's
hard.
So then they're off for 4 days, and the next week they only got a couple of games. So week after next might also be a kind of a short shift for us. They go on the road, their annual Western Canada road swing. Got the Canucks, the Oilers, get to see Connor McDavid for the first time this year, and the Flames.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know. I have to admit, I'm growing up in the Bay Area, and you know, was watching the San
torture.
Jose Sharks.
Such right. torture.
So now that they got rid of Marlowe, it'll be kind of interesting because isn't he now on Toronto?
Well, we'll see him. Yeah, we'll see him tomorrow night. So
I like that guy,
and he's off to a decent start.
Yeah, I mean, older guy. He's just a cool. Yeah, I mean, I still want the Caps to kick their ass, but I'm just saying, respect for the other team. I like that guy.
Sure, absolutely, and he's a solid player. I think he is still. That'll be interesting to watch. But that's the preview of the next 2 weeks for the Caps. So some tough teams in there, some pushovers. Some really good teams that are going to fight for a playoff spot. So really interesting mix there. We'll see how the team reacts going forward. So just to sum up, it was upsetting to watch. I watched all 60 minutes, and trust me, I'm not bragging because I wanted to gag at the end too. But I figured, okay, let's sit down and see how they react, and they didn't. But in the end, I think they'll pull it together. Just got to have a little faith. I think the coaching staff just needs more time, retool, get these guys thinking about what they should be doing, positioning and all that. So, it doesn't look good now, but obviously we're just got to trust in them to turn this thing around. Now, if this thing lasts for example, they lose against Vancouver next week. That'll be time to take a deep, long look inside and say, hey, we got to make some big changes here because that's a team should not be losing to like that.
Right.
I think we're going to wrap it up for now. That's good enough coverage, I think, for the week that was. Anna, do you have any final thoughts?
I don't.
Okay.
That's
got to be a first.
I know. That just tells you how tired I am. And I feel bad. I feel like you're going to play this back and be like, I need to speed it up because she's a slow-mo.
You're fine.
It was a long day at school.
I get it. I get it. No, you're fine. And I really appreciate your coming on with me. And,
always.
Making us a team. So really great of you to do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So all right. So let's get the didn't do it at the beginning. Let's get the administrative stuff out of the way. Mm-hmm. You want to drop either of us a line? I guess I'm getting tired too.
Right.
I can be reached.
Contagious.
Yep. It's my personal email, GLHALLOWED, basically my initials, GLH and the word allowed at yahoo.com. Feel free to email me anytime.
Yeah, really. Who uses Yahoo these days?
Unfortunately, I still do.
And, okay.
3 billion other losers. regrettably so, but that's another story for another day. And so I can also be reached on Twitter at Blue Liner, that's BLULINER 98 is my handle there. And so whenever you want to throw something else in there, whenever you message me there or tweet me there, be sure to let's get the hashtag handle going, PowerPlay Point. That's all one word. So feel free to send me a tweet or message there. Anna, what's your contact information?
Okay. Instagram. I am at AquaNox49. We're not going to talk about my love for the 49ers and their loss to the Skins yesterday. Anyways, moving on. On Twitter, just AnoX49. And again, I say it all the time. I'm on social media all the time. Not when I'm at school, but yeah, not when I'm teaching, but after that. So yeah, AquaNox49, AnoX49.
And I am also in the True Caps Fans Facebook group. That's an exclusive Washington Capitals fans group. Give a knock to that room. I'm sure the admins will surely let you in, or hit me up on Twitter, and I'll put in a good word for you if you're interested in joining.
I don't know. Do I qualify?
I think you
I'm
do.
I'm not part of that group.
Well, I'll
you know someone?
I'll talk All to right. the admin. I know one of the guys there. We'll get you involved in there. Actually, you know what? I think that may be a guys only group.
Nope. Don't get me started.
We'll see.
It's fine.
We'll see. But I think
start an all females group.
Well, I think you should. I really think you should. There you go. So
love fights
to hear.
And hockey. There you go.
Yeah. Well, something like that. Anything like that. Love to hear from the ladies who are informed about hockey, and that's part of why we're here. Get more folks involved.
That's true.
I'm dead serious about that, by the way.
I know you are.
We're always looking to expand our audience here. So do please contact us if you have any questions about that. Spread the word if you're listening to this show to any Caps fans you know, even if you just know hockey fans. And I know we've been focusing about the Caps a lot lately. It's early in the season. I've gotten a few requests to what happened to the history lessons or the league-wide report? Well, we're just getting into the season, so we'll kind of expand on that as we go. But we're trying to get off to a good footing as far as, you know, giving our attention and love to the Caps. So understandable.
Lots of love.
Yeah, and so last note here, you can download and listen to the show at this website. It's Blue Liner, BLULINER 77.podbean.com. Latest episode will always be posted first. We'll try and get that tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon at the latest as we record. Today is October 16th. Once again, the website is BLULINER 77.podbean.com. Please give a listen, give a download, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your dead relatives. I don't care. We're looking for listenership at this point, so do please spread the word. And so again, puck drop tomorrow, 7 o'clock against
Toronto.
the Leafs, some old friends from last year's playoffs. Be anxiously watching that game, see how they adjust. And Hope to see you all there, no matter what platform you you join in. And just let's go Caps.
Let's go Caps.